John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
No, welcome everybody to the last hour of this on Friday, 15 minutes away from round one for the Moist Line folks, who John earlier in the show called what? Very intelligent?
I think they're genius philosophers.
There's a lot of
wisdom that comes out of the Moist Line. You have to pay close attention, though. It's not always obvious. Sometimes it's subtle wisdom.
Maybe you have to listen to it twice, record it.
Sometimes you might want to
play it backwards for a secret message.
Make a loop out of it tonight off the podcast. And
there you go.
There's hidden mysteries in there.
One more video thing. And I know you used to love to make fun of this particular kind of video for years, the cat videos.
Oh, God.
Did you see the cat jump 5 floors out of a burning building and survive?
No.
Pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Weep, lands right on its feet and then runs off. Yeah. 5 stories. Can you do that?
If I jumped 5 feet, I would end up in intensive care in a coma.
Cats have amazing dexterity. I've often seen that when I watch them climb trees, or just the way they can move so fast. If they get scared by you. Although, the other day I was on a sidewalk in the neighborhood, and I guess I didn't even see the cat. It was in the bushes, and I scared it. It went running right into the street, and there was a car coming. I thought, oh, don't tell me I'm going to be responsible for this cat being squished. But it did not get it.
No, I'm watching right now. Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That is great.
And look at that. They had the instincts to get out of that building. It knew it's not good to be in here. It's burning.
Cleared a wall, too.
Yeah.
There was a wall outside the building and landed on the grass.
Landed on the grass. Pretty much on its feet, right?
Yeah, bounced once.
5 stories.
One bounce. Not the dead cat bounce. It was a live cat bounce.
That's the 9 lives thing, I guess.
Wow.
All right, we're going to see what this sounds like. Apparently, it really shook up viewers all over the world yesterday. They were unsettled, is one term I heard.
Unsettled?
Unsettled.
I wake up feeling unsettled often.
They found it bizarre. They found it disgusting, some did. Mm. It is the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, doing a morning news conference, eating a hamburger and fries to make the announcement that you too can get a free Shake Shack burger and fries if you get vaccinated. This is another attempt by elected officials to get the vaccine hesitant.
Offering free burgers?
So let's see what it sounded like.
Thank you so much, Randy. Thank you to the whole Shake Shack team. This is really going to help us out. And did you say free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? The delicious fries?
He's Wait eating the burger and fries.
But there's also a burger element to this?
Mm. Oh, that's the disgusting part?
Let me check with
him shoving
it. Is it too early in the day?
He's shoving the food in his mouth while he talks.
This could be breakfast? Okay.
And it's
bizarre. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination.
Mm. Oh, look into that. It does sound.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment. Thank you to Randy Garrudy. And, of course, Danny Meyer is doing so much to help us with the recovery.
He begins to make Garcetti
and the
look
entire
good.
Team.
No, he's and you know he's I've got hundreds and hundreds of people killing and shooting each other. And
I think that would be more dignified, don't you think? Yeah,
dead dignified. Here's a story, though. I bet you have not heard. This one is brand new on the vaccination radar. We have, and I don't think he's going to be the only one. A guy that runs a store in Ontario, Canada, who. Well, he posted on Instagram that vaccinated people should not come into his butcher shop. I repeat, no vaccinated people.
And why is
that? The concern is vaccine shedding. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Sounds like a good internet theory, though.
That's pretty much its origins.
Vaccine shedding?
We have decided that since the majority of our customers are women, and since women are most at risk for these side effects, we ask that if you've been vaccinated, please order curbside pickup or delivery for 28 days after being vaccinated. What is he talking about? And by the name, he's got a great name. Yehuda Goldberg. Hey, Yehuda!
Yehuda runs a butcher shop.
He claims there's evidence that people who have been vaccinated are shedding spike proteins, which appear to affect women's menstrual cycles.
You know what I love? What he's reading shows that... What is he reading? Shouldn't that be the story? What is Yehuda reading? He runs
Yehuda
a butcher
says
shop.
He's reading shows.
He's cutting slabs of meat for a living.
That being around someone who's been vaccinated can cause reproductive health issues for women. And he says, in my store, I'm going to stand up for women and stand up for women's rights. And I'm going to protect my customers. Yes, he says he's not a doctor.
No,
he can't
seriously?
Say for sure that vaccine shedding
he's
is
not?
Happening.
He's not a doctor. Is
it
that
is
right?
The theory that vaccinated people emit contagious particles.
He's a butcher. The butcher doesn't think you should stand near a vaccinated person because they're shedding. And what are they shedding exactly?
Spike proteins.
Proteins.
Yeah, the little spike proteins.
There's no spike proteins in the vaccine.
We have reached a new level of madness in this country. It's like you said earlier. In one corner, we got the people that are going to mask forever. Good Lord. They still don't want to come out of their homes. I saw another one of those stories today. They're so traumatized, they don't know if they can ever fully remerge into society.
Oh, I've got somebody on my Facebook.
Some of them are going for extra therapy.
And they're like just the most neurotic person I've ever read about, right? And they have like 50, 60 followers who constantly agree. And they're all neurotic, too. And it's all about wearing a mask anyway. They're all vaccinated. They're all women. And they're all going to wear a mask. And it doesn't matter where they go. They go to the store. They're going to go to the airport. They're going to go for a walk in the woods. Everybody agreed they're going to wear the masks indefinitely. And these were the same people who were scolding the non-mask wearers last year for being anti-science, for being stupid and ignorant and not believing in the science. Now, the same organizations that insisted you should have a mask last year are saying you don't need one this year if you're vaccinated. And suddenly this crowd
ignores them. Right.
Suddenly they're anti-science. The exact same mental disorder that the anti-mask people had last year. Exact same disorder.
Did you have those lawn signs in your neighborhood? We believe in science. And they went on with, we believe Black Lives Matter and blah, blah. We believe
oh,
this,
I've
we
seen
believe
those,
that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
believe in respect and love for all you. Shut up.
Yeah, I believe you should shut the F up for the rest of your life.
But I tell you,
nobody
if I walk
cares
by one of those houses
it.
And they come out with their masks on outside and they're vaccinated, I'm going to say, oh, you don't really believe in science, do you?
My hairdresser had this client for years and years and years and years, and the woman said to her, I'm sorry, I can no longer come to your salon because you've been vaccinated. You will make me sick. Anybody vaccinated will make the unvaccinated people sick. And
get out there, John C.
Yep.
So this is a new thing that's spreading around.
That's the first I've heard of it.
And so she won't come and get her hair done anymore.
No.
Because the hairdresser got vaccinated.
Exactly. So at first, my hairdresser had the first vaccine. And when this woman got wind of it, she begged her not to get the second vaccine. And then my hairdresser said, I'm fully vaccinated. And she said, I'm so sorry. I hate to say this, but I can't come to you anymore.
The madness is hard to believe.
How many days we have left?
Of what?
Being on this planet.
That's what you're hoping
I'm trying to calculate how many days I have left. I'm going to start marking X's on the calendar like you do in prison.
All right. When we come back, we'll be visited by, what did you call them, enlightened?
Enlightened philosophers.
Enlightened philosophers. Those are our Moistline friends coming up next.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, so I guess it's time for the Enlightened Philosophers.
Yes, the Enlightened Philosophers on the Moist Line.
All right, you leave a message at our toll-free number, and some of the calls that are collected, they're harvested, end up on the show.
Like organs.
That's right. 1-877-BOYST86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
We got the perfect solution. If we're going to close down the prisons, why don't we turn that into homeless housing? They've got a room, they got heat, they got toilet facilities, they got cafes they can eat, they got a hospital. It's a self-contained, perfect place for them to live.
So I live in a low-income apartment building. About 20% of the people here haven't paid their rent. But surprisingly, seems like the same people who haven't paid their rent for a year and a few months now, they all seem to have brand new cars as of late, and I don't see any of them working.
The government really has their morals screwed up. They should be getting rid of the homeless and let the bison stay. At least the bison work for their food. Eliminate the homeless. I want the bison here.
I've been listening to you guys talk over the last few years about the homeless crisis. Listen, my friends, you know it as well as I do that this is never going to change until, one, you get rid of all the wacko politicians here in California, and, two, you have to reopen all the state asylums across the United States where you can put all these people into a asylum where they'll be taken care of properly.
Yes.
Until that happens, you're never going to solve the situation.
Tell me why it's our problem that we need to make their lives better in these migrant countries for these families and individuals. Why do we have to make it better for them? That's that country's problem. That's that country's job.
I don't give a whether or not somebody is wearing their mask while they're driving alone in their car. They can wear 59 masks. The thing that pisses me off is the people screwing around with their damn cell phones while they drive. Hang up and drive. Pay attention.
So let me get this straight. President Houseplant thinks that he's going to stimulate the economy by giving me checks, which I can in turn use at stores that are closed because they can't afford to hire anybody, and at which point I'm going to have to pay taxes on the money I got to use in places I can't use them. Wow.
Do you think John Cox will win all the votes around Big Bear? And if he does, you think he'll give all those voters a bear hug? I don't know if I can bear that.
For all the time spent and all the money spent on the bullet train, how many reservoirs could we have built throughout the state of California?
Yes.
And we'd probably have money left over.
Yes.
For all the rhino Trumpsters, if you would have got the shot if Trump was president, get off your f*** and go get the shot, you f***ing morons. Thank you. Signed, a real Reagan Republican.
Hey, this might be a reason why people might not want to go to work. Everybody's getting high. Everybody drinking more? Tell them drinking
tell
a beer right
it.
Now.
Yeah, not in
That's
shape.
Why people don't want to go to work. Nice stimulus checks. Yes, sir.
John Cox kissed a bear.
He did?
I am.
What you're seeing is the decline of Western civilization.
Yes.
So they don't push kids to study math or advance math. They want them to hold them back. That's about as stupid as I've ever heard.
Governor Newsom is trying to bribe us. He is offering us money now. What a coincidence. But Governor Newsom, my vote ain't that cheap.
So Daddy's gonna buy our love with $600.
Thank you, Governor! I'm still gonna vote to recall your ass!
So now that the CDC and even Barbara Ferrer have removed the outdoor mask mandate for people who are vaccinated, we have an opportunity to witness the greatest visual IQ test of all time. Just look on the streets when you walk around. People by themselves still walking around outdoors with masks on. I mean, really, these are high-level morons.
So if the Department of Education doesn't believe in natural talents and abilities, can I expect that everyone now gets to be the quarterback of the varsity football team?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah. Nobody has natural talents.
You're right, though, John. They are ingenious.
Yeah. There's a lot of wisdom in that.
I just see a story here that Walmart is dropping the mask mandate for fully vaccinated shoppers. We heard Trader Joe's today.
I don't think anyone ever wore a mask in Walmart.
You don't think there was somebody at the door checking for?
In fact, I hadn't been at one. Uncovered faces is not the problem in Walmart.
You remember that website, People of Walmart?
Yeah, it's other uncovered areas.
Classic photos. All right, you're going to hear more of our Moist Line friends coming up in about 20 minutes.
They should be handing out pants at the front door. Johnny Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're almost out of here. We just got another round of the Moist Line people to play in about 15 minutes. The NHL has a weird problem. The National Hockey League is approaching its playoffs, and I guess they realign the divisions so that one of them is the all-Canadian teams.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, because it's the playoffs and you're trying to crown one winner for the Stanley Cup, the Canadian teams have to play the North American teams. Well, do you know Canada still has a quarantine rule?
Is that right?
Yeah, so if the American teams go to Canada to play a game there, right now under the rules, Canada, they have to quarantine. I think it's 14 days.
But the
that's
going to
really slow down the playoffs.
The players are probably all vaccinated.
That's the argument.
Well, the NHL is making. It's not an argument. It's true. If you're, jeez.
Well, I don't think they're all vaccinated.
What's wrong with everybody?
There's always going to be people that don't want to be vaccinated.
Well, mandate the vaccine or you're out of the league. How about that one?
They're trying to get a travel dispensation based on how stringent their COVID protocols have been this season. And it says more players and team staffers are getting vaccinated. So
where are the Blue Jays playing? They were in Buffalo last year.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
know. Is that still going on?
Yeah, how does that work with the Toronto
Blue Jays? Why is Canada so uptight with a big stick up its rear end? Huh?
So they're asking for a decision by June 1st from the Canadian government about what to do about this.
They're playing their 2021 home games in Florida. How about that?
Oh, see, that's what they did to get around the problem.
Their spring training site. In Dunedin.
Yeah, right. They did play in Buffalo last year, but they're in Florida.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're exiled from their own country.
Well, Florida has enough bad baseball teams.
Well, they got a third one.
Nobody shows up for Tampa Bay or Marlin games. So.
Yeah, they can't play in Toronto because the minor league team is coming back.
Well, the El Segundo Times did another story about bribes to politicians. Of course, it's money that flows politicians' ways. This is about Mayor Yoga Pants, Eric Garcetti. When he took office back in 2013, good Lord, 8 years already of this guy.
You'll look around.
He launched this charity, the Nonprofit Mayor's Fund.
Ah.
He's raised more than $60 million from corporations, foundations, and individuals.
Uh-huh.
But the Times found, and this is where the sneaky part comes in, almost $4 million of it came from contributors who gave through accounts that mask their identity.
Ah, look at that.
You see, wow. Now, we talked about behested payments before, but there are rules on behested payments, which involve reporting them to the state. But this is something called, and this came up once a few weeks ago, donor advised funds.
They have a complicated, confusing term.
Right.
So that you lose interest. You see, donor advised funds, what's that? Well, it's so that some political parasite can contribute big dollars to Garcetti in exchange for some kind of favor. Now, how much?
Now, it says it allows contributors to shield their names or organizations when making charitable contributions on behalf of a politician. So the thing is, the politician probably knows you gave the money, but the public, right, the media, is not going to find out anything. It's a dead trail because you can remain anonymous and use a donor advised fund.
Do you think any of the contractors who charge $700,000 for a homeless apartment may be giving money to Garcetti's secret fund here?
That's what you wonder.
That's exactly the kind of people who do it.
Listen to this.
It's people who are ripping off the taxpayer at the other end.
Garcetti's office reported that a $3 million donation requested by the mayor came into the mayor's fund in December. An undisclosed account holder made the gift through a donor-advised fund overseen by Bessemer Trust. That's a wealth management firm.
It's got to be a contractor.
Garcetti spokeshole Alex Commissar declined to reveal the individual of the company behind the $3 million donation. See?
Well, I'm trying to think. It's like, what could Garcetti control that would make a $3 million donation worth it? And really, when you're the mayor, what you control is development.
Yeah, developers are big on making donations.
So you can,
a lot to be earned there.
You can control condo buildings and hotels, things like that, where the developer is going to be spending billions of dollars to develop a large parcel of land or put up a 50-story hotel, whatever it is.
Right.
So the $3 million is nothing. I mean, most businesses can't spend $3 million. And again, there aren't that many issues that, Garcetti has any power over anyway. But he controls permits, right? Building permits, environmental clearances, that sort of thing. So I bet you that's a contractor. In case you're wondering why the homeless apartments cost $700,000 and why it costs $130,000 for an 8x8 shed, that would be another clue.
Asked to comment for this story, the Mayor's Fund chief executive, Deidre Lynn, said, "Oh no, the focus should be here on the 255,000 Angelenos and counting who've received a vaccination. They got money to put food on the table, to keep a business open." Yeah. This is what the Mayor's Fund does. Don't bother with the donors.
Yeah. Now, if we went through an employee list, how many employees do you think are related to politicians or city administration officials? Yeah. How many of them have their wives, girlfriends, mistresses, deadbeat kids, deadbeat brother-in-law, littered all over these nonprofits.
It's amazing how this fans out, or it's like peeling the onion. You know, you're trying to figure out a way to stop corrupt politicians from staying corrupt by doing something about campaign contributions. So they come up with campaign contribution laws, and then somebody says, "Well, what we'll do, we'll have these special nonprofit funds, and we'll have people donate to them." So we say, "All right, we want to know who they are too. All right, then now we're going to do something called donor advised funds." Mm-hmm. So then the individual gives to some other middleman who doesn't have to reveal her identity, and then the middleman gives to the mayor's nonprofit.
They pass,
it's amazing how they just completely cover
these,
things up.
These bare bones regulations on political fundraising and political donations. Oh, you know, there's a $2,000 limit on
They try to make it sound like there's a lot of teeth to it.
Right, yeah. But there's nothing that stops you from setting up a fake nonprofit, and then these billionaires can give millions of dollars anonymously to the fake nonprofit, and then you have the spokesole saying, "Oh, no, you know, what we're doing is providing scholarships for youthful entrepreneurs in the city." Okay. All right.
It's typical corruption.
Here you go. Goldman Sachs gave $250,000. And the gift went to a youth employment program. A youth employment program. I always read about these youth employment programs. How come there's thousands of youths on the streets in gangs shooting each other up every night? How come those guys never get into the youth employment program? Goldman Sachs money never reaches that crowd. Youth employment. Of course, they are employed. They're running drugs and weapons, so they're making plenty of money.
We got another round of John's, what are they again? The
Enlightened Philosophers.
Enlightened Philosophers, otherwise known as the Moist Line people, coming up next.
Every call has some wisdom. You just got to be listening closely. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, it looks like Costco, too, has got the no mask if you're vaccinated policy. Oh, you don't go to Costco. Never mind.
No. I'm in year 21 of my boycott.
21.
Yeah.
21.
Yep.
When they returned all your items because you stepped away from your cart.
Yes.
It was horrendous.
I have only stepped in a Costco once in 21 years. Yes.
That's a pretty good boycott.
See, when I boycott something, I mean it. I don't just blow off steam. It's like I'm never buying. And that time I went in there, I didn't buy anything. I don't even have a card.
Would you do that if it was an In-N-Out that offended you?
Actually, I boycotted In-N-Out for many months.
That's right. You did. That's right. I remember you saying that.
Because they won't make the burger medium rare anymore.
I forgot about
that.
You're very active. All right. It's time to finish up with the Moist Line, folks. the Enlightened Philosophers. You leave a message and you might be part of the playback of some of the calls. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hey, I find it funny that Governor Newsom wants to give all Californians money again, but just before the recall election. Yeah, I think we ought to do to him what he does to us all the time. Take the money and dump his ass. But anyway, no matter how you look at it, the state's going to get it back from us anyway on higher taxes, gas taxes. We can't win.
You know, the one thing nice about YouTube is that people have posted all kinds of old educational videos from the 40s and 50s. And watching those, I learned that soybeans are used in all kinds of chemical, plastic, and cosmetic products other than umami.
On one of the TV business shows, an analyst was talking about the Newsom bribery, and she referred to him as Governor Newsom. I've decided to use my bribe to help refinance the recall.
So can you use strawberry soap and lemon lotion? You're like a strawberry lemonade. I like strawberry lemonade. It's Friday afternoon, and many of you are in your cars and trucks, probably on your way home after a long week. If you're alone in your car or truck right now, take a quick look in the rearview mirror at yourself. If you're wearing a mask, take the f***ing thing off. You look like a fool. You look like Biden when he walks across an open field with a mask. You can't even see him. Stop.
I'm not getting that vaccine. There's no way. I don't trust this government for anything. This is all a scam. This whole thing is a scam, and I'm not putting an experimental vaccine in my body. I'm not going to do it.
Right. I don't even know who you guys are anymore. What happened to you? You got soft. You got comfortable. You've lost touch with reality.
So we go from family-friendly Kenneth saying, oh, these seductive little ED pills. Kenneth, I thought this was a family-friendly show. I expected more from you. John, keep up the good work.
I think there's another reason why people aren't going back to work, and it's not just the unemployment benefits. It could also be that a lot of people don't want to wear a mask while they're at work for 8 hours.
If COVID-19 can infect and destroy my ding-a-ling, does that mean I need a Johnson & Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Deborah Mark smokes pot? Oh, well, that explains it.
No,
why is the pipeline connected to the internet? Ridiculous. Why is the electrical grid connected to the internet? That's ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
Will somebody please hire me? I mean, come on. Veteran, educated, hire me. And that's clean bathrooms for $14 an hour. But hire me.
John Cobalt, you are an amazing individual. It just baffles me that you can say something very intelligent and then two sentences later say some of the dumbest I've ever heard in my life. Keep it real, brother.
Hey, Gascon and our stupid Governor Newsom, it's time for you both to off.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Yeah, it was
please
a strange
hang up.
Mix there.
Goodbye.
Attacking us, attacking.
Wonder what he meant. What was he trying to get at?
I don't know.
All right, there you go. There's the enlightened.
Deborah Mark does not smoke pot, and she doesn't eat edibles. She just has those gummies that have CBD in them, right? So
no,
it's
they
not
got
the same as
no, they got THC.
Not the same as a pot edible, though.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I don't think so. No, it isn't.
What he's yeah, what she's eating, yeah. She's got the good stuff.
But it must have a much lower concentration of whatever.
Well, apparently it's enough to...
You mean like a pot brownie? It's that powerful? Her gummies?
It's enough to send her into a low orbit.
All right, voice line, folks. You're dismissed.
Tim Conway's here.
Hey now. By the way, Churchill Downs wants to take a blood sample from Deborah.
No, no.
See what she's got going on over there.
Should be disqualified.
I saw her outside with a little baggie going 2 for $20, 2 for $20.
No, stop it.
I'm like,
she's
going to
come in all upset.
She's selling those pot brownies outside.
She's crying right now.
No, I know.
No, ruining her image.
Look, if anyone in this building can take a joke, it's her.
Sure.
Sure. Right. She's better.
All right. Alex Michelson's coming on talking about jokes. And he'll spew all his left-wing crap tonight. Then we also have the Mega Millions jackpot at $430 million tonight at 8 o'clock. Plus a two 55-hour weekend closures on the 5 freeway in Downey. So if you're on the 5 freeway this weekend, you'll be pulling your hair out. And then there's something else. Costco, Walmart, and Trader Joe's, you can go mask-free now.
If you're vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated.
Costco, Walmart, and Trader Joe's. All right.
Right. But you could just say you're vaccinated, I guess.
That's how I'm wondering if they're going to check.
How are they going to check? You know, well, you have to show your papers.
Yeah, you got to show your little vaccine passport.
And the Las Vegas Strip is wide open, so everyone can enjoy themselves.
Love it, ding dong.
I wonder when shows come back, you know? Shows in the buffet. Ding dong.
All right, ding dong.
Can't wait.
Ding dong.
Michael Crozier has news.
Come on.
Right.
KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.